What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones to Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I just wanted to mention a little something about Waco, but somebody just called in about Sri Lanka.
Yes.
And, well, I was looking at some photos last week, and one of the strangest things that I saw was that you see this picture of Jesus, you know, and he's got all the blood splatter on him.
Yeah.
And I think that was in St. Sebastian's Church. You know, the roof is all blown up.
Yep.
There's debris all over the place, and there isn't one chip on Jesus. Not one chip. You know, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. How come his arm wasn't blown off? Well, maybe, just maybe, it was fake. And then they show this dead guy in Sebastian's, and he's wearing a brand new white T-shirt, okay? Not
yep.
not one rip, not one tear, not one drop of blood on him, and the whole thing, the church is a disaster. And then I noticed the ceiling fans, and it's like, well, you got all these ceiling fans, and, oh, geez, a couple of them have some bent blades, but all the rest of them are fine. And just for the last thing to say on this, they had drills with Israel back in January and February or whatever for multi-terrorism events, and I don't buy it, Michael. I do feel sorry for you in some ways, because if you start talking about this event as a hoax, and don't say a word, they will bounce you off of YouTube so fast your head will spin. You cannot, under any circumstances, go against the grain, or you're gone. And believe me, I've been kicked off YouTube 3 times, and right now I'm shadow banned, and I'm lucky if I get 25 views. They're very, very serious about censorship, and you either toe the line or you're gone. They just bounced Louisa and Jim Fetzer at the Goldfish Report.
Oh, yes.
The poor gal is in a tailspin, you know. They bounced her off YouTube for an unlisted video. So anyway, that's how bad it is. So I kind of feel sorry for you, because you can't really tell people your true feelings. You can't even, you just can't go there. And so that's kind of sad. But
well, I don't use YouTube an awful lot these days. I mean, I did some music videos for Claire's Music and a couple of other short subjects, but generally I don't bother with it anymore because of the censorship. YouTube has made itself worthless.
Well, I know, and you know, you could really have some fascinating shows when it gets into these particular events, because what I seem to believe personally, ever since Sandy Hook, it's the merger of Hollywood, the mainstream media, and our shadow government. And they all work together to create these movie clips for the news where you think this event happened, this shooting or this bombing or whatever. And, you know, it's just a staged event.
Yes.
So many people buy into this stuff, and you know, it's just
Sad. Not as much as they used to. I mean, especially after Saddam's nuclear weapons, and especially after two solid years of Russiagate, Russia collusion coming from the corporate media. Polls are showing that Americans' trust in the corporate media is at record lows.
Yeah. Well, That's good to hear, and I hope more of them will follow suit. Well, one quick thing on Waco, if I can. You mentioned it last week. It was, what, 25, 26 years ago, I believe.
Yep, something like that.
Yeah, so I was living in Southern California at the time, And I came up to Northern California here where I am now to, you know, visit some family members or whatever. And so I went in to see my father and sat down. And we were watching TV, and this Waco event is on. And that's when the tank, you know, went up to the side of the house, pushed the turret inside, and they pumped what I just found out was the equivalent of 400 canisters of tear gas into the compound.
Yes.
And then about 6 months after this happened, I was watching 60 Minutes, and one of the Branch Davidians said that that turret knocked over a lantern and started a fire. But anyway, back to sitting there watching TV, I see that all the flames starting, and it's the place is going crazy. It's just like, whoa. I said to my father, I said, why in the world is this thing going up so fast? And he said, oh, that's easy. He said, tear gas is not a gas. It's a dust.
Yes.
He said, let me show you. And it's like, oh, geez, here comes lecture number 394. So he goes into the kitchen, opens a cupboard, grabs a sack of flour, sticks his hand in there, and gets a pinch of it between his index finger and thumb. He turns on the gas stove, and he flicks it over the gas stove, and
yep.
You see all these little sparkles. And he said,
yes.
That's what happened in Waco. And you were talking, I believe, about dust fires the other day. And at one point,
yeah,
there was like,
I mean, you'd be surprised how many materials will burn vigorously if they're ground down to find enough particles.
Oh, ground aluminum will burn. You know,
yeah, yes.
Industrial dust fires are a big problem. They had like 281 of them in 25 years. So I was just saying, from what I saw, you know, poison gas, I don't think so. I think they suffocated in smoke inhalation. I really do. So, you know, I don't mean to disagree with you, but what I saw, that thing went up. I don't see how anybody could breathe under those circumstances.
Well,
so that was my
as a matter of fact, on the few autopsies that were actually conducted, there was no smoke inhalation in their lungs. So these people were all dead before the fire got underway.
Yeah. Well, one last thing. You remember the Pan Am, the two 747s that collided in the Canary Islands years ago?
Oh,
one
yes.
One of them went down the runway and T-boned one. He was trying to take off. Well, the captain had gotten out of the plane, and he was talking to one of the, medical doctors, and he was saying that all the passengers were screaming and screaming and screaming, and then it all suddenly stopped. He said, well, what in the world caused that? And the doctor said they ran out of oxygen, and they just died, you know, because the plane was on fire. Kind of a disaster.
Yes.
So anyway, between that and Dresden and other instances, that's where I'm at. And I did see a video on YouTube, to say the last thing, a few days ago. It was saying that, you know, it was smoke inhalation or whatever. But the stories that are out there, I think at this point, are rather confusing. But that was my two cents on Waco. So take it or leave it.
Okay, well. Thank you for your two cents on Waco, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Steve Elkins. Steve, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree with your other caller. Actually, disagree with your other caller two callers ago about Trump doing a lot of good things and not agreeing with everything he's done so far, but he's doing an all right job. He's trying to beat back the bullies, I guess, the deep state, but I disagree. I think he could do a lot more, and I was just thinking about if the greatest strategy would be if he actually is being blackmailed or, let's just say, death threats to him and his family, wouldn't the greatest strategy be to bring your entire family into the White House, the compound, and protect everybody with top security and then out the deep state to say these are the members of the deep state that have been threatening me? Wouldn't that break the back of the deep state, and then people would all understand what's going on? This whole, you know, couple years of not being able to do anything and all these witch hunts and everything else, I just, that would be the strategy I would take. Bring my immediate family into my own compound and have the top-notch security, whatever you have to secure yourself, but then out the sources of the deep state people, acknowledge them that they're there, and these are the people.
Yep. And the question
I'd like
would
to see
be,
that.
What would be the popular reaction be? And unfortunately, I know that we here at this show at RBN, we have a strong sense of justice, and I want payback for the Clintons wrecking my life 25 years ago. But for a lot of Americans, they're just going to sit there and say, well, they're politicians and their government. And this is just the way it all kinds of work. I think the deep state is going to have to somehow literally be destroyed from within. Again, it's just we have a government that has turned into a criminal enterprise.
Yes. Agree. Very agree. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out now for our RNA affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and the phone lines are open. So getting on back to the news here. Apparently, there is this court case that declared a male-only military draft is unconstitutional. And the plaintiffs in this case are suing to force the government to either force women to register for combat or eliminate mandatory draft registration entirely. Now, this has gone back and forth as an issue for a long time about whether women should be allowed in combat roles. And it depends on the kind of combat. For mechanized combat, like flying a warplane or being on a Navy ship or being with the field artillery, absolutely. Ground pounding, it's a little different. The men are going to be stronger, bigger, able to run faster and carry more equipment and ammunition. And so probably not a good idea. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're talking about the deep state. And, what is the deep state? Are these entrenched politicians? Are these lifelong employees of the alphabet soup agencies?
Yes.
All their friends. It's huge.
Yes.
In the United States, you got a big government down there.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you're talking about the deep state, it is the bureaucracy.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, we all know that the government doesn't really run things. People vote, but they don't really make a difference. I mean, some of these people, these politicians, where do they come from? They come out of nowhere.
Yes.
And they're just, boom, well, here's
their
who
audition.
You have to vote for. Yeah.
I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, apparently they found her at a casting call.
Yeah. So, it's the deep state, well, who is that? Who is the deep state? It's probably, probably a good 10 or 15,000 people entrenched in the government of the United States.
Yes. And corporate
then their
leadership.
Friends. Yeah, and then, of course, all their donors. That's the deep state. It's
junkies.
All those rich folk. You're not going to get rid of them. It's never going to happen. The United States of America, capitalism was built on those people. They built that country in using the slave labor of, the people that came in and immigrated to the United States, and they were, paid, I guess at the time, decent wages, but still, it's I've lost hope, Mike, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm in my 50s now. It's not going to change. I'm sorry. But, you just have to accept it. And hopefully the young kids can do something about it. If not, well, not looking good.
It is not looking good at all. And, again, we've got imminent major wars, a stressed economy, and crumbling infrastructure. Yeah, I've lost hope, too. Everybody that's inside that deep state, they're out for themselves. and they just want more money and more power, and they rule the masses with lies and platitudes. And it's a big lie factory. Apparently, NBC and CNN got caught faking pictures of kids with measles to scare us all in to buy our vaccine here.
Well,
anyway,
there you go, right?
Al. Yep.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to let you go and switch over to Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Aloha, first of all. I saw yesterday on PBS, they interviewed the new head of Homeland Security. Trump has come up with another Obama holdover to head up Homeland Security.
Yes.
He vetoed leaving Yemen, okay? Now, he claims to be pro-life, okay? We want to save the children. When you look at what's going on in Yemen over the years, it's been a catastrophe for the whole country, of course, but especially for the children. Congress, both the House and the Senate, tried to pull out of there, and he vetoed that. So, you know, this idea that we have the smartest president that ever held the office is just a bunch of baloney, bull crap, whatever you want to call it. There's a show on PBS called Firing Line with Margaret, I forget her last name, but she had on Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter said, you know, she's sick of Trump's double dealing here. She said, appoint James Kovach, okay, as head of Homeland Security. Now, who is he? He ran for governor in the state of Kansas, got no help from Trump. Okay, he was in charge of investigating vote fraud. And when he found it up in New Hampshire, Trump eliminated the entire investigation. We're not going to look at that anymore. So, you know, I agree with the people that say there is no hope. I believe that, you know, we're on our knees, we're saying our prayers, and that's about the only thing that we have left. Because you either go along with Trump and his absolute phoniness, or, you know, they'll come along with, you know, Joe Biden or some other worthless Democrat.
Yep. All righty. Well, listen, Bill, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And once again, the phone lines are open. Over on The View, which I don't tend to watch all that much, but every once in a while, something fun happens. Meghan McCain apparently took Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to task for making a comment that the Veterans Affair provides the highest quality care to our veterans. And Megan said, are you kidding? You know, vets have literally died waiting for care over there. Alexandria is an embarrassment. It's clear she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a manufactured candidate. Okay, over in North Korea, they have sidelined Kim Jong-un's right-hand man, who basically they're blaming him for the failed summit between the two countries. So he's basically being replaced here. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un is going to meet President Vladimir Putin in Russia on Thursday. So we've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it does seem like we're a world at war already. And there's this article that's coming out of Strategic Culture talking about a summer of confrontation looms in the South China Sea. And it says it is obvious the U.S. Armed Forces are gearing up for a summer of confronting China, and that this is going to be affected on land, by sea, and in the air. But provocation cannot be accepted indefinitely. So they're still making a big issue about freedom of navigation. Now, the generally accepted definition of freedom of navigation is the right recognized in international law, especially by treaties or agreements for vessels of one or all states, to navigate streams passing through two or more states. That's basically it. Not play brinksmanship with it. And I imagine maybe one of the reasons they're going back into Syria is they haven't done all that well in Venezuela. And it's turning into this David and Goliath struggle. Maduro playing the role of David and the United States war machine playing Goliath. And it's ground to a halt. Must be very frustrating. Short of an outright military intervention, it looks like it's fizzled. So, all these stalemates all over the globe. All right, let's turn to the domestic politics here, because, again, it's just, I'm watching these politicians behave like such children. So, once again, impeachment is back in the discussion. You've got a whole bunch of Democrats saying, no, let's drop it. It's a loser. We're making Trump look like the victim here. And then you have the other side, which says, impeach him now. We've got him. And Pelosi is trying to play down the impeachment threats along with Bernie Sanders. And then you have people like Hillary Clinton, who are out there screaming, there's a clear path to impeachment. So Trump is angry. He said, I did nothing wrong. And he's going to take the threatened impeachment all the way to the Supreme Court, who, by the way, doesn't really have anything to say about it. So the Mueller report was written by angry Democrats and Trump haters, spent $35 million on it, and did nothing. So now they're trying to say, oh, well, the only reason they didn't find anything is that Trump had to obstruct the investigation. And so Hillary Clinton has blamed the Justice Department rules for the Mueller report's failure to indict President Donald Trump, declaring the roadmap to an obstruction charge is there in plain sight, should Congress choose to pursue it. Now, this, of course, is coming from the lady who erased 33,000 emails that were under subpoena. So, Joe Biden is going to declare for 2020 tomorrow, and word is that Hillary Clinton will step in shortly thereafter. I'm not happy about that. Of course, she may be dealing with Hillary fatigue. I think a lot of people are still sick of her from 2016. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani is lashing out at the Clintons, calling them America's number one crime family. And this was in response to yesterday's remarks by Hillary that Donald Trump would have been indicted if he weren't president. And Giuliani came back and said, I encourage Hillary to get very involved in the 2020 election. She blew the last one for the Dems. She's working on a book called How to Obstruct and Go Free. And the sequel will be How My Husband Escaped a Perjury Conviction. So he's not pulling any punches down there. Okay. A senior FBI official has admitted under oath the FBI found emails sent from Hillary Clinton's unsecured server in President Obama's executive office in the White House. Now, this shows that the Obama FBI had to go to the White House to find emails that Hillary Clinton was trying to hide or destroy. This came out of Judicial Watch. By the way, little flashback article that we put out. This was on CNN from 2017. Where British intelligence admitted they were eavesdropping on Trump associates' communications with Russians and sharing the information with their U.S. counterparts. So there was spying. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And looking through my emails, somebody was just writing to ask, whatever transpired against that charge that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez used campaign funds to pay her boyfriend? Is she the new Hillary Rodham Clinton? No. I mean, she's not smart enough to be Hillary Rodham Clinton. Crooked enough, yeah, but it takes more than that to make a Hillary. Somebody else basically came on out and said, impeachment, really, what charge? Talk is cheap. Well, they're talking about an obstruction of justice charge. And that's because Robert Mueller basically said that, well, some of the things that Trump did sort of interfered, got in the way, and maybe could make a case for obstruction. Here's my thinking. There was no crime. There was no Trump-Russia collusion. We got to hear about it for 2 solid years, though. So it makes it kind of silly to say that an investigation that was not going to find anything anyway was obstructed. Now, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton was on the Lou Dobbs Tonight Show 2 days ago and basically came on out talking about Representative Adam Schiff. Now, Adam Schiff is still out there saying there's tons of collusion to see. You know, he just absolutely refuses to deal with reality. And Tom Fitton is saying that Schiff has knowingly lied about the Russian collusion. So he fibbed. Okay. Now, here's another little take on the 2020 election. Bernie Sanders is out there saying, Bernie or bust is back. But apparently polls among his previous voters are showing they tend to vote or they plan to vote Trump in 2020. One of the problems Bernie Sanders is dealing with is that he refuses to disavow comments calling for Venezuela-style nationalization of major American industries. And that's not going to sit very well with a lot of the moneyed people. Kamala Harris came on out, apparently did a fast turnaround about letting convicted terrorists vote less than 24 hours after being asked the question during a CNN town hall. Now, this is apparently an issue that Kamala and Bernie share. And the question was basically, should convicted terrorists, including the Boston Marathon bomber, should be allowed to vote in U.S. elections while still in prison? Now, this is an issue which is normally up to the states to determine whether felons can vote. But apparently, Harris just came on out and said, well, voting is important, and yes, we've got to let him vote. And apparently there was just this huge pushback saying, no, we don't want that. Over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi put together a rather interesting article saying that the press will learn nothing from the Russiagate fiasco. And Matt is absolutely right, because the corporate media, they are, for the most part, paid to be liars. They'll lie and they'll get paid, they'll lie and they get paid, and then they get caught and they still get paid. Nobody ever lost their job over that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And nobody so far has been fired over that 2-year-long Russiagate story. It just went on and on and on. Just all of these completely fantastic, untrue stories. Michael Cohen went to Prague. That was in New York Magazine and McClatchy. Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie, and Mueller has emails proving it. That one was from BuzzFeed. Also turned out to be a lie. The New York Times claimed Paul Manafort passed polling information to the Kremlin. Over at Axios, they claimed that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was forced out. NBC News, federal investigators wiretapped Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, have recordings of Trump. Remember, Associated Press tried to claim that the Russia dossier was actually funded by Republicans. And it just goes on from there. Just dozens and dozens of these stories, hundreds of these stories. And they'd put them out there and they'd try and out-sensationalize each other. And then the corporate media wonders why Trump doesn't really care for them much. So Trump has once again lashed out at the New York Times, Morning Joe, CNN, Democrats, and the EU on Twitter during a busy morning in which a new state visit to Britain was also confirmed. And he's still calling the corporate media the enemy of the people. And they are, as long as they continue to lie. So Trump has apparently issued an order for the entire White House staff. They are not to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, of course, this is a slap in the face. The whole point of the Correspondents' Dinner is they get to see the big boss up there. So over at CNN, anti-Trump obsessive Brian Stelter complained that Trump's decision to not attend the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner actually constituted an attack on the media. So, I mean, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it's basically they get together and slap each other on the back and congratulate each other on what wonderful things they're doing. And it's the dinner, and it's also a fundraiser, so it serves at least one useful purpose. Okay, let's talk about some economic news here. Yesterday, I guess, was a really good day on the stock market. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ just hit new record highs. I don't think they did quite as well today, he said. And just mezza. A lot of people are saying there really is nowhere upper for the markets to go. They've been driven up just as high as they can be driven. And everybody's expecting a correction. Up in Canada, they're dealing with massive debt up there. Bankruptcy is just ripping through the middle class. They're heading into a recession, probably going to be a bad one. But where do you go? You know, and a lot of people, you know, they're now trying to find new places they can live with lower rents or higher paying jobs. This is probably going to, you know, drain the West Coast. Anyway. Goldman Sachs took a hit on their shares, their stock. The Department of Justice demands a guilty plea in the 1MDB case. This is Goldman's alleged facilitation of the massive $4.5 billion fraud at the Malaysian Sovereign Wealth Fund. And however the probe wound up, it was never going to end well for the bank. So right now, Goldman has had to set aside $500 million in a legal contingency fund to get out of that mess here. Okay, as I mentioned earlier in the show, starting next year, 2020, the Social Security payouts will exceed Social Security tax revenues starting next year. Now, the article was written to make it look like the effect will be felt immediately. We'll just have to see if the government is in fact going to stiff the American worker, because as that one gentleman who called in said, you know, this isn't a handout by the government, but this is the money we've paid into the system. And the government basically, for lack of a better word, they've embezzled it. And there's a bunch of these worthless IOUs in there now. So over in India, they're looking at buying 1.5 million ounces of gold this year. Over in Russia, they've just bought another 600,000 ounces of gold. And according to this article over an Investment Watch blog, gold seasonality is bearish, but the future's turning bullish. Which is a good thing. Let's see. Down in New Zealand, they've done a survey there, and customers tend to be satisfied with their banks overall, but less than half think banks can be trusted, and almost two-thirds doubt that they have their customers' best interests at heart. Well, yeah, that's common sense. They're there to make money off of you. One way or the other, they're there to make money off of you. And we've seen all these financial institutions that have been caught playing financial games. Remember Bernie Madoff, for example. Goldman Sachs, Deutsche. Now, Harley-Davidson reported a nearly 27% drop in profit and Trump is now vowing to reciprocate against European Union tariffs. And I got to be very honest, it's these tariffs that are driving the world economy into chaos. Anyway, people are still looking at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. And the goal is to move America into zero carbon emissions in 10 years. And according to James Meigs, former editor of Popular Mechanics magazine, says that's a goal you could only imagine possible if you have no idea how energy is produced. He says renewable is so inconsistent. You can't just put in wind turbines and solar panels. You have to build all this infrastructure to connect it with the energy consumers. Wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. Renewable energy requires many more transmission lines and bigger batteries. By the way, somebody did a study and basically came on out that electric cars aren't the green vehicles that everybody thought when you factor in the carbon emissions from the cost of mining and manufacturing those batteries. Apparently, it's a high carbon operation. Okay. Well, let's talk about immigration, which is all over. Over in Austria, their interior minister, Herbert Kickl, warns of a new massive migration wave heading to Europe this spring. I think Monday we told you about this, how Hungary has put up a 100-mile fence, razor wire electrified, and says he hopes it inspires the Americans. Okay. Crimea just completed a fence on their border with Ukraine. And a little bit of good news, something that Trump did. Trump has now cut off Section 8 housing funding for illegal immigrants. We got to stop handing out the free stuff. That's what's bringing him here. All right, let's take a call from James in California. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
I guess I'm supposed to be James from Sacramento.
Okay.
Your drink minimum. So one of the things I was talking about was you got onto it earlier. Was who was that guy that wrote that book about the money assassination, where he would go in and they would do the IMF and they would like slam these countries into debt?
Yeah.
Remember that book? He actually wrote a book.
I remember the book. I don't remember who wrote it, but that is what the IMF does.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing was, is when I was watching you, I was wondering what was with the cane, but then you said to one of your callers that you'd fallen down the stairs.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Well, no, I'm having to use the cane, and I'm in a lot of pain. In fact, next commercial break, I'm going to go have to grab some pain pills.
Oh, God, are you serious? Your doctor actually gives you pain pills? My doctor.
No, it's over the counter stuff. It's over the counter stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, because I'm getting old like you, brother. And yeah, sometimes I have to use a cane. So anyway, and so one of the other things I wanted to say was about the pharmaceuticals. And I was wondering about you and Claire with the health things that you guys have been through. Because I just went through a thing with Kaiser, with this insane pharmaceutical thing. I mean, silly. It's just these inhalers. They're giving me these inhalers.
Yeah.
And one of them is this thing called Spiriva. And it just has something to do with my asthma.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with, like, COPD or anything like that. And it was $750.
Wow.
For a one-month inhaler.
I mean, man, that was another thing that Trump ran on. You know, Trump at one point said he was going to look at why medical costs in this country are so high compared to other countries.
Yeah. And that's why I was calling in. I wanted to bring that up because I know over the last couple of years, you and Claire have been through some of your own stuff. You had your own bronchial problem that you had, and Claire has
that was pneumonia.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how did they rip you off on that, or did you have some good insurance?
Well, you know, fortunately, I had good insurance, and of course, now we're both on, Medicaid plus a supplemental. So,
exactly.
So far, so good.
Yeah, exactly. And then that was why I just tripped out. I couldn't believe, because when I got these before.
Yeah, James, I'm going to have to let you go. I have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the telephones to Sovereign Man. And aloha, Sob. What's on your mind today?
Mike, you're on my mind. And if you don't mind, I say you're in my prayers also.
Thank you.
Or should I say, I'm sending out good healing thoughts. I wanted to ask you, do you have Epsom salts?
I think we may.
You need to get some if you don't. Magnesium is...
That we've got.
It's foundational. If you can soak with that. I don't mean to promote a product, but I use this stuff called Dr. Teal's. And it's, you can pick it up virtually anywhere. It will expedite your healing. It'll put back in your body what it needs to have healed. And I would recommend, you know, if you can get a nice free-range chicken or something that you can cook down and make some bone soup.
Yep.
And that'll heal you very rapidly, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, and how's your motility? You say you're using a cane, so you obviously did some damage to your leg. But how bad?
Well, I mean, I didn't break anything. I didn't need to go to the ER, but sure. I did seriously torque the knee, and I hurt the foot, so I'm just hobbling around. I mean, I'm a lot better now than I was this time yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah, ask the listeners to think good thoughts for you and Claire, and that, you know, that your healing shall come about rapidly.
Well, thank you very much for the kind thoughts here, and we're going to let you go and get on back to some news here. Down on the border... Little bit of an interesting confrontation, if you will. The Pentagon is investigating this incident. It took place early this month where two United States Army soldiers were briefly detained and disarmed by Mexican soldiers on our side of the border, U.S. territory near Clint, Texas. Now, fortunately, the U.S. soldiers just went along with it. They didn't want to escalate the situation. But obviously, the Pentagon wants to know, what were these Mexican soldiers doing on our side of the border, harassing our soldiers? President Trump is accusing the Mexican troops of actively helping drug smugglers and says he's going to send armed soldiers back to the border. What we need is that wall. Now, there's been a big stink here because there was this armed militia that was basically turning back illegal immigrants, and they have now been stopped. They're accusing the leader of this militia of all kinds of crazy things, like wanting to kill Obama. But people are out there trying to solve this problem. We'll come back to this after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.